Ulmer has a message from our Board of Trustees. Ashley.
Thank you, Selena. Good morning. I'm Ashley Ulmer. I'm the current Board Vice President and delighted to bring you this board moment announcement this morning. First, I want to see a show of hands, if you will, for those of you who know what's actually happening at the WOOF annual meeting on June the 8th after the service in the sanctuary. Okay, so we've got some learning. This is good. The annual meeting is the time of the year when we come together as members to vote on the incoming board members and the leadership development team who recommends people for these roles and gets to know people for these roles. And we are also voting on the final budget for the year, which is really fun because then you see where we're focusing programming and how that works. And then in this special year, we're voting to formally adopt the strategic plan that many of you have been involved in that has been so thoughtfully crafted to be the framework of our development in the short and the long term. So it's very exciting times to be present. And Karen Stratton, our board president, has us preparing to bring you this year's congregational business, party style. Yes, the annual meeting is also a party. In addition to the excitement of voting, there will be nourishments, song, trivia, and it sounds like some pretty awesome swag available that Jen has had fun shopping for to celebrate our community. In a twist, coffee hour will be just that on June the 8th. Beverages only. Then at noon, folks can bring their appetites up to the sanctuary and enjoy snacks and settle in for the spectacular display of this productive, nurturing, and powerful WOOF community at our annual meeting. So make no mistake, we need 20% of our membership to attend to meet our bylaws quorum requirement. So there will be a special fresh batch of quorum cookies given to the first 30 members presenting to the sanctuary. So hurry back upstairs on June 8th with a friend or a loved one and be counted. Non-members are also welcome to attend, though not part of the quorum. I'm not sure if you'll actually get a cookie too, but but come because you never know, you might be a member next year. So June 8th, noon, here, party, vote. Thank you.
We are nothing if not creative. So now let us officially begin the order of the day by taking time to greet each other. And as we do, ask the question, what significance does Memorial Day have for you, if any? We will then join in singing together America the Still Beautiful. The words, just slightly revised, will be on the screen. So let's talk.
The years, thy alabaster.
Our chalice, the symbol of our shared and extended faith. I invite you to consider these words from the poet Stuart Kestenbaum, titled Holding the Light. Gather up whatever is glittering in the gutter, whatever has tumbled in the waves or fallen in flames out of the sky. For it's not only our hearts that are broken, but the heart of the world as well. Stitch it back together. Make a place where the day speaks to the night and the earth speaks to the sky. Whether we created God or God created us, it all comes down to this. In our imperfect world, we are meant to repair and stitch together what beauty there is. Stitch it with compassion and with wire. See how everything we have made gathers the light inside itself and overflows. A blessing. And now if the children will come up, we are going to sing Spirit of Life together.
The first reading will be a poem by Chief Dan George, and the rhythm of this poem is going to be beat by Miss Ada. Thank you, Ada. Boom, 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 boom. The beauty of the trees, the softness of the air, the fragrance of the grass speaks to me. The summit of the mountain, the thunder of the sky, the rhythm of the sea speaks to me. The faintness of the stars, the freshness of the morning, the dewdrops on the flower speak to me. The strength of the fire, the taste of the salmon, the trail of the sun, and the life that never goes away. They speak to me, and my heart soars. Thank you, Rita. Mm-hmm.
Chief Dan George, Brother David Stendel Rast. Brother David is a twinkly-eyed 98-year-old author, scholar, and Benedictine monk. Some of you may be familiar with his work. He is known the world over for his enduring message about gratefulness being the true source of lasting happiness. He has been a source of inspiration and friendship to global leaders of all faiths and philosophies, declaring that no matter what, there is some tiny thing we can find to say thank you for. Each week, as our offering baskets are passed, we take time to consider what it is that we have to be grateful for and what it is that we have to give. WOOF's ongoing presence in the community of care and compassion is the result of the generosity of those who have come before us these past 70 years, and the ongoing generosity of those here today. Now, whether you contribute with financial support or volunteer your time and energy, whether you generously fund a special project, help make a Sunday service happen, serve coffee, tidy up our beautiful grounds, or just listen quietly to someone whose heart is breaking. Know that we are grateful for all of your gifts. As our offering baskets are passed this morning, consider these words from Brother David. Everything is a gift. The degree to which we are awake to this truth is a measure of our gratefulness, and gratefulness is a measure of our aliveness. Let us now speak together our affirmation of gratitude and giving. Let us be grateful
when we are able to give,
for many do not have that privilege.
Let us be grateful for all those who share their gifts with us,
for we are enriched by their giving.
And let us be grateful even for our needs,
so that we may learn from the generosity of others. And now, if the children want to come back up front, Ryan is going to lead our time for all ages as we look at closely at our bodies.
Singing a little bit. Sounds like this. Head,
shoulders, knees, and toes. Knees and toes.
Alright, now full speed though. One, two, one, two, three. Ears and mouth and nose, head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. Now, the creativity part's got to come in. So just one moment, everyone. We need to be a little creative for the next go-around. So we each need to come up with an idea of some other part of the body that we can put our hands on that is not head, not shoulders, not knees, not toes, not eyes, not ears, nor mouth, nor nose. All right, has anybody got an idea what we could... Hips. Okay, hips is great. Hips. All right, what else we got?
Elbows.
Elbows? Okay, elbows. right back. Ears. No, no, that's not. I said ears and mouth and nose, that would absorb.
Hair.
So we need three more. Neck, okay.
Teeth.
Oh, okay, teeth. Okay, let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Forehead? Forehead? Okay. Let's see if we can do this now. Y'all remember that? I'm going to do this. I agree with like a second to grab this. All right, let's see how we do, everyone. Good luck. All right, hips, elbows, shins, and belly button. Shins and belly button. Hips, elbows, shins, and belly button. Shins and belly button. And back. And neck. And teeth. And forehead. Hips. Elbows, shins, and belly button, shins, and belly button. All right, there we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hips, elbows, shins, and belly button, shins, and belly button. Hips, elbows, shins, and belly button.
Stay here, guys, because we are going to sing you out to your classes now with our special song of the day, This Little Light of Mine. Let's do it. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Everywhere I go,
I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
I get an extra couple inches because of my shoes today. I'm very proud. Very excited. If you haven't seen them yet. Whoops. Okay, Betsy? I'm really glad we had like a good light moment because I was going to definitely cry on this first line. Now I'm good. Thanks, Brian. Presents by Melissa Shaw Smith. The year has rocked this world to its roots. What if for one day, each being put down their burdens, their words of hate, their inhumanity, and breathed in the presence. Stopped fighting for history, for fears, hopes, dreams, and stood facing the morning sun, letting the warmth of the moment and the next, accumulate like dust at their feet. Listened instead of spoke, acknowledged truth, embraced silence. What if for one day each being acknowledged the fear and let it go? Suspended beliefs, opened their arms, drew strength through earth, grass, rock, sand. Found the sparrow singing from a lone bush, the small, heart-shaped cloud. Felt the currents of air wash over them, mingle with the breath, and let the seams unravel, borders blend.
Thank you, Alana. So, if you've read or watched the news this week, you know that the world is jam-packed with pain and grief, with violence and dread, and yet, there remains constant evidence of ongoing love and empathy. We live in a world of everything, everywhere, all at once. It can be mind-boggling and heart-wrenching. That is one of the reasons that we gather here every week, to acknowledge all of it and hold each other close as we make our way through. Is why we make space in our service to invite you to come forward if you wish and place whatever joy or sorrow may be taking up space in your body or spirit. Place it in a stone and let it go into the water that represents the care and compassion of community. So if you'd like to participate, we ask that you come up this aisle, come around. I'm going to stand down here with the microphone. If you would like to share a word or two about what or why you're placing the stone, you're free to do that, or just place your stone in silence and let us hold you in our hearts. When we're done, we're going to sing together hymn number 402, From You I Receive, To You I Give.
I place a stone for my father-in-law who passed yesterday, moments after his grandchild graduated college from Marist University. Oh.
I'm placing a stone for the grief of a new divorce.
I place a stone for a May wind bringing new beginnings.
I was in an auto accident 3 weeks ago, and I'm grateful that it wasn't worse. Mm.
Placing a stone today for people in our community and our world who are living in fear right now.
So our neighbor's son, who was my son's best friend, died suddenly of undiagnosed cancer at 32. So.
As for your healing thoughts for my 9-year-old great-nephew who's in the ICU after a near drowning.
I'm placing stone for joy. This has been a wonderful week for me of reconnecting with old friends. And today is Miss Paisley's 10th birthday.
Aww.
They're not here.
Of course.
I'm placing this stone just to hold the resilience, but also the fragility of being human right now.
I'm placing a stone for the memory of my father, John.
I'm placing this in honor of the many trips to family cemeteries that I did as a child with my parents on Memorial Day.
I'm placing a stone in remembrance of my father. He died 2 years ago on Memorial Day. Very wonderful man. Hmm. But it's good. He lived a beautiful life.
Can I only pick one?
One more for all the joys and sorrows that remain in the silence of our hearts. And one very large stone for the sorrows of the world, especially the children.
As we ready ourselves to hear today's message, an up-close and personal look at what it means to Julia Gentle Strength to rise in body and spirit, you're invited to quiet your mind and let your body relax into a 2-minute vibrational sound meditation. Eyes closed or open as you wish. Julia's childhood and growing up years were spent here at WUF. She has since gained degrees in psychology and somatic movement. Somatic movement education and therapy, as well as becoming a professional artist who works in several mediums. Some of you who are longtime members will recognize her as Little Julia Parsons, daughter of Ralph and Jeanette. Some of you will remember the beautiful exhibit of her art on these walls just a few months ago, or her singing with our special music collective. Julia has returned to WUF after some 20 years in Washington State, and we are so grateful to have her back. But now, 2 minutes of quiet.
Hello, everybody. My name is Julia Gentle Strength, and I grew up at WUF. I'm going to share with you a few of my tools and stories of embodiment that have helped me in my life journey, and also that I facilitate with clients as they explore their own meaning and wellness. In my younger years, I had this growing feeling of having something wonderful and big inside of me. It felt like wings. However, in our industrial, consumerist, and ecocidal culture, I hurt. It weighed me down. I draw pictures of myself with my hands over my face, my wings weighed down with chains and huge spikes of stimulation coming at me. Luckily, my family spent a lot of time outdoors, and we would go to the Oregon coast often. It was great medicine. I spent countless hours walking barefoot in the along the shore, and I soaked in patterns and sensations. Swimming in the wind and the waves, I learned how to work with the tugging currents of the ocean. I held feathers in conversations with the wind and learned the subtleties of flight, both literally as I would turn and soar, but also metaphorically. Nature has continued to be my great wise teacher. It speaks to me in languages larger and truer than human words. One awakening of many awakenings in my life, in this youth, high up on a rock, overlooking the Pacific Ocean, I stood amongst the salal and the twisty pine in my bare, unblindfolded feet. The wind began to pick up. Steel-gray clouds pushed a line of rain from the horizon across the surface of the ocean towards me. Exhilarated by the sky's breath rushing forth, I leaned into it, arms raised. A clarifying storm swept through me on its way over the curve of the Earth's great body. The chains fell, and I opened like a flower. I felt myself part of something larger than the comparatively small world of humans and junior high. I was resourced and more embodied and would continue to return to nature and my body to resource myself. For I felt myself as part of all life, like an organ in the world's body. The illusion of separation melted then. I feel you all as part of me, even in all our wonderful, necessary diversity, each of us an organ with a part to play in the body. This is also how I found my name, Julia Gentle Strength. It has been a wonderful name to continue to grow into. The gentleness of a feather's attunement can work with huge and powerful torrents of wind and rain. Water and patience can shape stone, and love can hold our deepest hurts. I love you, darling. And when I was around then, I was part of the teenage group of Woof. This group was really important to me. We held each other sacred, acknowledged each other's wonderful diversity. At a time when school youth can be pretty unforgiving and cruel, especially if you don't follow or fit the popular norms. We attended conferences together, outside of our wonderful times together with chalice circles. We even went to Canada and got wonderful perspectives outside the U.S. So I would like to encourage a teen group here because I think it's really important, and I would love to contribute a lot of experience as well as listen to what's needed now. I also attended UU Goldmine Leadership School, and although I was very shy, I was voted to be on the Cascade Committee Steering, Cascade Connection Steering Committee. We made YRUU conferences on inspiring topics for Oregon and Southwest Washington youth. Chalice Circle check-in was really important and profound. Sometimes we had over 100 young people. It was a treasured and deeply meaningful ritual. We delved rich topics, supported each other, and had lots of cool tools like fish bowls and trust falls. YRUU helped many of us feel held, resourced, and empowered to live authentically. Okay, the theme today continues in embodiment, and I really loved Tracy's sermon a couple weeks ago on the power of imagination and how it creates new worlds and also can shift our body in healthy ways. That studies have shown that the power of imagination improves surgery and health outcomes. Our imagination can change our physical body. It works the other way too. Our body-mind can speak. Images and sensations rise up and are like the deep language of the body and soul, and in my mind, also the language of the larger body of life. They can be listened to and cared for. Like Tracy said, imagination is not an escape. It's attentive attunement to our body-mind and is a way of tending to ourselves and thus loosening the trauma that tightens our bodies and imaginations. Out of this constriction, we go into playful flexibility and trust. We become free to imagine wild, new, authentic, deep, loving stories of communal wellness. So we are flexible enough to stitch the beauty back in, as we've been speaking about. So let's explore a few tools to do this. The first tool is singing. We expressively move feelings through our body. We did that today. I remind you of the song Loosen, Loosen. But for time's sake, we will continue with the speech. And I want to talk about one of many wonderful college experiences at Evergreen State College. I got to work with a very wise teacher, Dr. Dorianne Crable. She has passed now, but still lives in many of us. Dorianne was a student of Kazuo Ono, one of the founders of Butoh. Here is my understanding of Butoh, although it is different for every body. And I am not Japanese. Although I have been given permission to teach this form, I call my facilitation of this form Butoh-inspired eco-somatic moving meditation. So my understanding of Butoh is that it was born after the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. To say the least, this was probably a horrific, excruciating experience. And I imagine, my understanding was that this form was born to move feeling through. It was a necessity. It was also a rebellion against Japanese polite society for this necessity to move through, and a rebellion against the westernization of Japan. In Butoh, you let go of egos and stories that ego tells. You let go of dualities and judgments like ugly or pretty, male or female. And in this moment, I guess I do need my notes for a moment. Or good and bad. In Bhutto, instead of miming a tree, I am a tree, you feel tree inside of you, the twist of your wood. Let it moves you, tree moves you. You might feel the bark on your skin, some moss, and oh, a little bug sipping dew. Perhaps there are buds opening on your fingertips or your knee. We enter a very slow, mindful, moving meditation called Bhutto Focus. All right, I invite you to move with me, either subtly, if that's where you're comfortable, or more as I do, but listen to your own body. Duran would encourage us to have a soft gaze, like looking through rain. And an auditory breath in order to group sense each other and move together. Imagine that there is a string connected to each of your joints, one connected to one of your wrists, and let it pull you up. To touch the moon and bring that moonlight down to your forehead to take off the mask, pulling a rose from your mouth in offering and honoring. I honor you, fellow dancers. Touching the rain, feeling the water come in your toes to fill the inside of your feet. Can you feel the water tension line inside your foot, the top of your foot, your ankle, your shins, your knees, your thighs, your pelvis, your stomach, your waist, your diaphragm, your chest, your shoulders, your neck, your face, and a fountaining over to your shoulders. Again, into your elbows, wrists, hands, and fingertips. In psychology, somatic psychology, this internal sense of the body is what we call interoception. This felt sense of the body is also a way to listen, to be mindful of what you need, like in intuitive eating, or if you are experiencing pain. My chronic illness has been a huge teacher in my life, as it necessitates deep listening to my body to care for myself. You can honor what your body needs in each moment. I often slow down and let myself rest and just be. This too shall pass. Let go and trust. I am grateful for when I can walk, dance, sing. It can also be helpful to be present with something tangible like knitting. I can tell that I'm speaking slowly enough in reality that I will not get through everything. So I'll do just a little bit more, and if you have more interest, you can come and talk to me for more tools that I have. I just want to mention that contrary to outdated Cartesian thinking, the mind is not separated from the body. The body is not a brain taxi. There is a network of neurons throughout the body. Many are in the stomach, which is often thought of as the body's emotional brain. I was going to tell you about when you're feeling emotional pain, it's often physical. And one of the ways to care for yourself is by creating a safe space for yourself. For now, just know that you can come talk to me about that. I also invite you to imagine your future 1,000-year-old self. They have been through everything that you have been through, and therefore have great compassion for you. I was also going to tell you about your vagus nerve, which goes roughly along your spine. It's part of the parasympathetic nervous system, your rest and digest nervous system. There are tools for helping your nervous system rest. Again, come to me if you're interested in the many tools I was going to offer today. Oh, time. I like to be present in time. I was going to talk to you about this is a great way to show your brain. And this is your prefrontal cortex in the front here. And when you go into fight or flight, you flip your lid. There's techniques like somatic EMDR that are fabulous that I'd love to tell you about that actually help you keep your lid down while you explore emotional pain and go into fight or flight a little bit. This can be done with a counselor if there's trauma, or there's gentle ways you can do it with things for yourself. You want to have your safe space, your compassionate 1,000-year-old self, other tools of grounding and finding circles around the room, other things like that to support yourself when you do this work, listening closely to your body. It's amazing how you can create new neural networks this way as you make new connections with your decision-making brain online as it usually isn't when you're in fight or flight. So I just wanted to kind of end with a sense of holding yourself and really listening with compassion, not trying to fix. You are already whole. We are whole. We are not alone. This is our large body together. I am here for you. I am listening to what you have to say. I am just being with you. Images and sensations might come up. Listening can help you follow. Perhaps a bear comes to help remove pain, to lick and soothe, to tuck honey in as medicine. But these images will be personal to you. I trust something bigger than me. I feel like a soul flute, where I trust life to move through me. This has helped me come and speak with you today, even though traditionally I have been pretty shy. I am trusting. I'm trusting that is what needs to come through me will in each moment. I am developing through working through the things that are tight, that need to be heard inside of me, to loosen, to be playful and flexible and imaginative so that we can dream the things that our heart yearns to become, so that our greatest joy can meet the world's hunger. I love you all very much. I'm sorry I've gone over time, but I'm also not sorry. Please come to me if you want to learn more. I love you all so, so, so much.
And we love you, Julia. And we're so glad that you're back among us. So, yes, we have gone a little over time. It happens. Our relationship with time could bear some study, I think. So we are going to skip over the hymn that we had planned to sing. But you know the words. You know the meaning. For the beauty of the earth. And you can sing that to yourself. So we are going to extinguish our chalice this morning, and we are going to sing ourselves out with a special song, one that reverberates with everything that we have talked about, thought about, and participated in this morning. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Dan and everybody that's been part of the service, come on up and let's lead this with gusto. Words on the screen.
On earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, peace that was meant to be with God, our Creator, family, all are we. That was meant to be.